Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now with Hooks.
Good morning, Hookup, man. Have a great time on a Friday, like we always do. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us, with Will and I. Special thanks again there to Jeff Moats, hanging out with us on a Friday. Dane, sounds like he's in doing some important business real quick. He'll be with us in about 5-6 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Right? Yep. Okay. Sweet. Can't wait to talk to Dane. There's so much to talk to Dane about, especially with fall camp, what fall camp was like for him when he was jumping on it and how it was, the intensity, where it goes from spring to summer to fall, and what that feels like when you're going into it. And there's been a ton of quotes coming out from players and stuff. We'll get to those at some point. Coach Frost saying it's feeling like he hasn't felt in a long time around the buildings and the complex and the facilities since he's been here. Don't know what that means or how he's feeling about it, but interesting comments to hear from Coach Frost.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of question marks going in running back room. Of course you got the outside linebacker room, but most importantly the running backs, man. And I'm excited to talk to Dane because, like we said, he is down with the team sometimes and at practice. I wonder if he's seen anything that he could tell us. I do have somebody calling in, so let me take this call real
fast. Perfect. Now, I thought some other stuff that I think Coach Frost alluded to was that they're hoping to have competitions and possibly an internal depth chart figured out sooner than later.
Yes, and Hooks, we are getting that crackling noise, so if you want to unplug something and figure that out real fast, go ahead. We do have Dane on the line. So, Hooks, you figure that out. I'm bring Dane on right now. Here's a former Husker fullback. And Dr. Dane Todd from the Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Dane, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys been?
Good. Hooks, talk for us. Let's see if it's fixed.
Dane, what's up, my man?
Ooh. Yeah, you hear that,
Ooh,
Dane?
He sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't sound good for some reason.
He sounds worse than normal, which is weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, he usually sounds pretty good. We'll keep Hooks on. Maybe it'll get better as the show goes on. He'll text me some questions he wants me to ask you. But let's start off with this, Dane. How was your round of golf last week?
Oh, it was awesome. Had a good time. First time I've played golf in 3 years.
What?
I'm not much of a golfer. Played with Joel Makovica, which was a lot of fun. So we basically rode around in the cart and had a good time with some folks we had just met. And it was a nice day. Got a little hot towards the end, but what do you expect at the end of July?
Back when you were on the team, how much golf did you get in when you were playing?
I actually played a lot of golf when I was in high school and college. So I don't know if it's still this way. I assume it is. But in the summertime, you had to take a class in order to continue getting your room and board covered via the scholarship. And I'm not going to lie, I took golf 2 summers in a row. So that was my class. And it was a great time because we would go out in the evenings one or two nights a week. I can't remember, but it was me and Jay Moore and Adam Ickes and several of the other football players. And so we'd just go out and we'd go golfing.
That's amazing. I feel like that class is no longer a thing because everybody would be trying to get into that.
Oh, it's the best! It was the best thing ever.
Sounds amazing. So, Hooks, let's get into some camp talk. I'm looking at him through the computer. Dane, we got fall camp, we got camp starting. this week. And, you know, what was it like for you? You know, it's different because you lived in Lincoln. You didn't have to travel far. But what was it like knowing that camp was approaching and, you know, building up to it and all that?
Oh, you know, it was always a little bit of like, well, football's about to start. You know, you're going to be, you know, done with your normal life and activities for a long time. It's been so long since you had played at that point that you really were looking forward to just getting back on the field again. So there's a lot of anticipation. There's some nervousness for most guys, right? Because especially if you're younger on the team and aren't really that well established, like you should have some nerves going into camp knowing that that's what it's going to be. But it's a good time. You look forward to it. You just kind of know you're about to be in a grind for about a month. And then with school right around the corner, like you pretty much just know summer's over.
All right. Hey, can you guys hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah, that sounds good. Dane, did you hear him okay?
Yeah, I heard him okay.
Yeah, we got you.
There's our favorite fullback and our favorite doctor.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? Hey, I want to ask, like, you were just jumping into camp talk out there. Obviously, we know the spring is the spring, the summer is the summer. How much more intense is it when you're walking into fall camp?
Oh, it's a lot more intense. Spring ball is just kind of going in and practicing every other day for a few weeks, right? And it's mm-hmm. not, I mean, you're going full contact. You're doing more scrimmaging in the spring than you do a lot of time in the fall. But fall is way more intense because you know that the actual season's right around the corner. And so everybody's just a little more on edge. And the other thing is because it is practice every single day for, you know, weeks, everybody gets, you know, tensions tend to get a little high and tempers tend to flare a little bit from time to time, especially because you're getting right down to it and guys are trying to get playing time and secure starting spots. And so there's a lot more mentally to it than spring football for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Dane, you know that you bring up that, 'cause that was part of my next question is what's the balance like? Because you got 150 dudes out there, whatever the number was and all that, trying to battle. There's a lot of competitions happening, right? To battle be one, two, the two deep, being a starter, being the backup. But how do you balance that competition with also being a good teammate?
Oh, yeah, well, you got to remember that at the end of the day, you're still friends, right? Mm-hmm. And the competition is there. You really have to be able to separate the football from the rest of your life. And it's just when you're out there, it's business. And then as soon as the practice is over, the play is over, you got to move on to, you know, something else. So you need to be able to compartmentalize in order to do it well. Otherwise, you can run into all kinds of culture issues and problems.
We're talking to Dane Todd. And Hooks, by the way, you're sounding great. Hey, Dane, how often are you down, you know, on campus during this camp?
Almost never.
Okay.
To be honest. So we'll go by for training room stuff in the evenings. But one of the deals is, you know, they moved their practice times to the morning now, which isn't exactly very conducive to running an orthopedic practice, right? So can't really cancel everything for a month because the football team's practicing. So gotcha. We'll go down for scrimmages, especially if they have them on the weekends, and then do our normal training room follow-ups with guys during the week. But we'll start going down there a lot more now that the season's actually started. During the summer, there's a bit of a lull, right? And so you're really not having to go down there as often.
Well, hopefully you can give us some insight on some position groups, especially the running backs. You know, there's a few groups out there that are questionable. I mean, the running back room, it's deep, but we just haven't seen much. How do you think that's going to play out during camp?
Yeah, I think they're going to try really hard to find somebody to carry the load more than anything else. And I think they'll be able to do that. I know Coach Ross just recently mentioned that he didn't really want to do a running back by committee thing, and I think that's probably appropriate because those guys get into a groove when they're playing, and it's always easier to keep going during a game when you're routinely on the field, right? You just get used to the flow of the game. But anymore, though, you know, most teams are using multiple backs during a game. And so I wouldn't be surprised if you kind of had your quote-unquote starter and then a secondary guy who sees a ton of playing time as well, and then kind of really peter off after that.
Hey, Dane, I want to go back to, I mean, talking about the training side and the medical side. Man, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question because I think it, I mean, you'll have the answer, but when you're looking at going into the spring and you got maybe some injuries or some people that maybe just need to take some time off, we saw a lot of that, especially in running back room, right? We're very cautious with players in the spring. Does that flip in the fall, right? Like where somebody gets injured and maybe they're not quite ready or they're all dinged up, but they're like, will you hold them out more in the spring versus the fall?
Yeah, you're much more likely to hold a guy out in the spring than you are in the fall for, you know, things that you know will kind of heal and recover in a relatively short period of time, just because you know you've got to get them through the spring healthy so that we can have them work all summer long and then get them to the fall camp, right? Like, you can be a spring football warrior all you want to, but if you can't play football in the fall, like, it did you no good, right? And so, with that, we will, you know, modify and adjust what guys are doing, give them the rest that they need if anybody's banged up or injured, and try to get them recovered and healed up for the season. But at the same time, during the fall, you've really got to get their reps in, and you got to get the timing down. And without being on the field, it's really, really hard to do that. So, anymore, you know, it's not really quote unquote two-a-day football, right? And so some of that stuff is kind of waned a little bit compared to getting really banged up in the fall like it used to be, but which helps, but at the same time, it's that makes it even more important to have guys out there because then you can get that timing down.
Hey, also, you know, in that you got the fall again, we talked about you got a lot of position battles going on. What are conversations like with somebody that may be battling for a position that gets dinged up and you guys are like, you're going to have to take a break for a while?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's ever real happy about it, right? The player's not happy, the training staff's not happy, the coaches aren't happy, right? Like, nobody's real happy to have to pull somebody off. But, you know, especially if it's something where you say, hey, a little banged up, need some rest, or we can – you know, keep out of contact in the practice or, you know, modify or hold out of certain drills or even just limit the number of reps that somebody gets. We can modify and adjust all those things to try to keep them healthy while also getting them involved.
We're talking to Dane Todd. Dane, looking at last season, you know, it's clear that Adrian, our quarterback, was the leading rusher. Looking back and, you know, why that was, how do we avoid that this season?
You do a good job with your running back room, right? You know, you have a better offensive line. Those are really the two ways you do it. You just make sure that your O-line's up to snuff and, you know, are calling the appropriate plays and you're not getting behind on down and distance real early, right? Because a lot of Adrian's rushing comes from having to scramble in the pocket and do other things. And if you can stay, you know, in an appropriate down and distance, it opens up the rest of the playbook, and then you can rely more on your actual running backs than you can having to drop back to pass and then, you know, potentially make a play by running.
Go ahead, Hook, sorry.
Go ahead. You know, Dan, when you look at it coming into camp right now, I mean, obviously you can look at defensively, we feel like we know where we are and where we could be going defensively. When you look offensively, what is where's the most pressure lie? And I've asked this question a few times. Does it lie in the receiver room with Coach Lubick? Does it lie with Coach Chubb in the running back room? Or is it Coach Verduzco with Adrian Martinez and possibly whoever the backup's going to be?
Yeah, I think the most pressure always lies on the quarterbacks, right? And, I mean, that's the only person who touches the ball every single play and really makes or breaks an offense. And so I think that's where the most pressure lies. Now, you've got Adrian, who's been, you know, starting now for what is this, his fourth year now?
Yeah.
So some of the pressure is mitigated as a result of that, but at the same time, it's not like we've had, you know, a stellar couple of years that we're leading up to. And so it's going to be a little bit of a pressure situation just in making sure they get going.
Hey, Dane, did you see our center's Cam Jurgens' new look?
No, I haven't seen it. What, he got a sick mullet or something?
No mullet. He's got pretty much like a buzz cut, but he's rocking the mustache. He looks like what a Nebraska center would look like.
Let's put it that way. That's what I need out of my linemen.
Speaking of guys on the line, looking at the defensive line, it's something to be excited about. You know, you got some old and Stilly, and then you got just a big monster in Ty Robinson. And, you know, tell me some guys on the line that you think could be making a big jump this year.
Yeah, I think you got to really rely on those two guys. What I'm looking for on the line, more than just the guys up front, is really looking for more of that edge rush, right? And so I know there's always been a lot of hype kind of behind Blaze Gunnarsson, right? And he didn't really see the field at all last year. And so I'm interested in seeing how some guys like that are able to, you know, contribute this year, hopefully. And I would like to get away from, you know, having to have kind of move a linebacker down in order to be able to rush off the edge. I wish we could really find somebody who can just do it on an every down kind of situation. So we've been so excited about the defense coming up this year because we've got so much depth and we've got good players there. But I do think that we're going to end up seeing a bunch of backups that we didn't really know that much about to begin with, because there's been so much talk about guys like Stilly and Robinson. And so I'm not entirely certain what we're going to get out of it, but I think about three or four games into the season, we're all of a sudden going to have a bunch of names being pretty commonplace to us that we didn't really think about before.
Dan, when you look at it also, I mean, we're talking about a lot of the guys returning and things. Is there a player on either side of the ball, like a young one, a young player that you've looked at and go, all right, this kid can make an impact?
Yeah, I think Yant could potentially do that, right, in the backfield. I'm looking – his spring just looked great, right? And so I would love to see what he can do at the running back position. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, there's so many question marks, for me at least, kind of at the linebacker spot with some younger guys. I mean, Luke Reimer did a great job last year as a true freshman, but then really kind of got beat up by the end of the year, right? And so I'd like to see what he can do after another year of development. And I'm interested to see if he can make another step like he did last year.
You know, how much of Luke Reimer getting beat up was just adjusting to size and everything of the Big Ten?
Oh, a ton of it is, right? Like, think about anybody who went and played high school football. You go from your freshman year being on freshman ball to, you know, maybe playing some as a sophomore, and then, but that next step up to playing with guys 3 and 4 years older than you is dramatic, right? And so I remember getting my head caved in against Papillion La Vista when I was a sophomore, right? And so it's a big change, and it just wears on you physically.
We're talking to Dane Todd. Dane, this is the first camp where the new rules have been, you know, started with the whole, you know, number of practices you can have with full pads and, you know, number of practices you have to have without pads. You know, how do you think this is going to come into play to fall camp? I mean, do you think it's a good thing?
I think it's just different. You know, it's you put in all these rules to try to prevent injuries, and that's fine, but people are still going to get injured. People are still going to get hurt. Maybe they'll be a little fresher on the back end of things once season starts, but I don't know. I was one of the last, you know, classes to go through the true two-a-day experience in college football, right? And so it's – which was – fine, and the vast majority of us made it through okay, but there were injuries then. There are injuries every single year in the fall. Like, there's no way to eliminate it. But if they can do some things to prevent it while still getting guys prepared for the season, I'm all for it.
I'm also curious, Dade, you know, I'm sure the team as a whole has a goal that they're working towards, but I'm sure every player has a personal goal that they have when they enter camp. Did you have a goal, you know, when you stepped foot?
I'm sorry, what was that one more time?
Well, I'm just curious, you know, did you have a personal goal every single time you stepped foot on camp?
Yeah, knock people down.
That's okay.
Like, I guess that's got to be kind of your one and only goal. I had a very simple job, right? And that was to block. And so my goals were pretty limited. The really, everybody's goal, in my opinion, for the players, especially during fall camp, is to minimize mental errors. And because physically they can all compete and they can all do it, right? But if they can't get it squared away in being in the right position, making the right reads and doing the right calls, then there's no way that they can be successful. And so that should be the primary goal for guys, is to minimize those mental mistakes, because then you can play faster. And that's a big part of fall camp, is just squaring away all the reads and all the looks and everything you can do to get ready to play as fast as you can.
Hey, Dana, I want to ask you this because there were goals, and I don't know if you read the report on Eduardo Andre for the Nebraska basketball team, and the way he gained like 20, 25 pounds, and they asked him, he didn't have a calorie count. They just said, I have to eat, eat, and eat. Was that like what it was like being a fullback?
Oh yeah, no, there was no such thing as counting calories as a fullback. It was, you'd go to, you know, the meal before the games on Friday nights, and James Harris was our team dietitian at that point, and he'd be watching guys as they went through the line and making sure they were getting what they were supposed to and those sorts of things. And then me and Steve Crewall would come walking through, and we'd have extra cookies and grilled cheese sandwiches and literally anything you could possibly think of. And nobody would say a word, because nobody cared if I weighed 3 extra pounds. Like, it didn't matter. Now, some of those guys, it matters. But, and when you're just a kind of short, fat fullback, like, nobody cares.
Like, if you did that now, though, what would happen?
Oh, yeah, I'd feel like hell for a month, and then it would take me 2 years to lose the weight again.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, how about Delano getting drafted last night? I'm sure you saw that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty good. It's always good when things like that happen. It's fun times.
Oh, man, good stuff. All right, let's do this. Dana, you're still good to hang out with us, right?
No, I've got to take off today, boys.
That's perfect, man. You do your thing, all right?
All right, sounds good. Nice chatting with you all. See you guys next week in the studio.
All right, man.
Appreciate you.
All right, fellas. See you.
See ya.
Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine right there. Good stuff. He's a busy man. He's a busy man. You can tell right now.
Hopefully, we thank you for spending just a little bit of time with us.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, that was good stuff. It's interesting to hear about the fall camp stuff, because I'm always super interested in how those battles happen.
Yeah.
Because if you have a 1 and a 2, maybe the 2's battling to get the 1, or the 2 and 3 are battling, and how that all turns out. Because I'm sure that tempers do flare. Tempers do flare when you're fighting hard for playing time and getting on the field at Memorial Stadium or whatever. And I like what Dane said. You got to remember, you're still friends outside, and you have to be able to divide and, you know, have that fine line of battle within you're on the field, and when you leave, what happens after that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just compete, you know, compete. And I feel like that's all I want to see the team do this season is compete. Don't get blown out. You know, compete. Actually put yourself in a chance to win the game. That's all I want to see this year, man.
Yep. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a break, come back, and we'll wrap this puppy up.